I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio. Remember Sergeant Charles E. Stacy of the Pennsylvania State Police. In a 1970 article in the Kane Republican, Sarge, as he was known, recalled when mounted state police officers first came to Kane to enforce the game, fish, and forestry laws. In 1919, before the advent of fish and game wardens, Troopers Bergen and Weber first rode into town on horseback, Stacy recalled. According to Stacy, Privates Edelman and Stinnett were subsequently sent to Kane in October of 1928 from Troop D and Butler to enforce prohibition laws. Driving a motorcycle with a sidecar, they stayed at the Windsor Hotel, Stacy told the newspaper. In 1929, when Corporal Stacy arrived in Kane from the state troop in Butler, the police motorcycle was replaced by a Ford Model A sedan. He made his home towards the tall timber in Windy City, about which he joked was a suburb of James City. An avid outdoorsman, Stacy identified first as a fisherman and secondly as a trooper. He is remembered for bagging the last mountain lion killed in the state of Pennsylvania, which would become a legendary story. Manhunts or game hunts were all the same for Stacy. According to a story in the Kane Republican in 1936, the huge panther escaped from the McCleary Wolf Park and clawed to death a pet dog who fought valiantly to protect its master, Claude Mollander, and his 9-year-old son. Responding to the emergency call, Stacy discovered the big cat stalking him as he walked through the woods with the elder Mollander. Stacy had an anxious moment when his rifle jammed, but he emptied his pistol into the animal and stopped the cat long enough to get the rifle into action with fatal results, the newspaper reported. The story of the dog's heroics would make news around the world and was featured in a classic comics paperback. As well as earning repute as an angler and Nimrod, Stacy was known for his keen investigative instincts, earning many commendations from the PSP. In 1949, he led a successful investigation that located a Kane woman who had been missing from home for 9 months. Found in Buffalo, the mother of 9 children was reportedly suffering from amnesia. In 1950, Stacy uncovered the first break in the famous case of the Brinks robbery when Specs O'Keefe knocked off a sporting goods store in Kane. Borough Police Chief Bernard Rose inventoried the stolen items, and O'Keefe and his accomplice were nabbed the following day at a state police roadblock near Towanda when the plundered goods were identified. One of the very few high-profile cases that went unsolved on Stacy's watch was the mysterious case of 4-year-old Marjorie West. The Bradford child vanished from a family picnic in the White Gravel area near Chapel Forks on Mother's Day in 1938. Hundreds and later thousands of people began the search in vain for Marjorie. Help came from oil lease workers, Civilian Conservation Corps staff, the Pennsylvania State Police, other Pennsylvania and New York police officers with bloodhounds, National Guard troops, and even volunteers who searched by airplane, all in vain. According to a 1953 story in the Kane Republican commemorating his retirement, Stacy was a leading figure in many sensational crime cases, murders, bank robberies, kidnappings, moonshiner cases, and mysteries that gripped public attention for years. After his retirement, Stacy picked up mail in Kane for delivery to Owl's Nest. It was strangely ironic that in 1961, while on his mail route near Sackett, he drove upon another scene of life-saving canine heroics. Skeeter Nelson, an employee of the South Penn Oil Company, had just started to pump a well when his friend Bow joined him. Bow the dog, owned by Banks Rossi, had been meeting him at the site for the past 5 years, accompanying him on his rounds. Nelson, unaware of the approach of two bear cubs and mother bear, who were equally unaware of the man and the dog, until Bow snarled a warning. A savage and deadly battle ensued, giving Nelson a chance to escape from danger. Stacy arrived on the scene moments later to provide backup for Nelson. Alas, it was too late for Bow. The woodsman, former Marine, accomplished sleuth, arbiter, and self-titled mayor of Windy City, Sergeant Charles E. Stacy, passed away in 1984 at the age of 84. He is buried at Forest Lawn Cemetery in Kane with his wife and longtime fishing and hunting buddy, Irma. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.